The next stop on this particular unguided tour is a work by the Blue Mountains-based artist couple David Haynes and Joyce Hinterding. It's towards the back of the exhibition spaces, and it's one of the only black box galleries in the exhibition. Now, Haynes and Hinterding, over the last 10 or so years, have created a landscape art of amazing resourcefulness and inventiveness. And one of the most impressive things about them as an artist couple is their seeming fearlessness when it comes to new technology. They've made art using electromagnetism, they've made art using smell, they've even been so ambitious as to create a portrait of the sun. And I think that fearlessness comes through in their new work, which strays into a territory which the art world has been very wary of entering, and that is the world of video gaming. David and Joyce have created their new work, which is called The Outlands, using a kind of digital toolkit. It's a software development platform called the Unreal Engine, and they've used it to create their own video game, but it's a video game with a twist, with a difference. For many of us, and call me a fogey, but this is my perception, video games very often involve a relentless pursuit of rewards, a relentless pursuit of kills. There's a kind of frenetic, high-paced carnage that defines the genre. But in David and Joyce's game, you do not lock and load at the start of the game. There's no ammunition to be accrued. There's no guns to pick up. There are no bodies to shoot. Instead, you are simply set loose in a strange and surreal landscape, and you are free to wander and look around using the control sticks on the table. So what they're after is a much more reflective and meditative pace. And they do not want to tell you what this place is or where exactly it is. That title, The Outlands, sounds a little bit like a cross between Badlands and Outback, but it's a place that seems at once very strange and fantastical, as you'll discover if you find your way into that strange Baroque shimmering palace or the labyrinth. At the same time, it looks hauntingly familiar, and for my part, the coastal landscape reminds me of southern New Zealand, a place that Haynes and Hinterding know very well. But no matter where exactly the Outlands are, and no matter whether you are sitting at the table and playing or simply observing someone else play, it's a landscape that is emphatically open for imaginative exploration.